Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A week from tomorrow, the National Ag Statistics Service's Regional Office for Kentucky will be mailing the 2017 Ag Census forms. Dave Knopp with NASS runs the regional office covering Kentucky.
The census is a comprehensive measure of the farmers, the number of farming operations, and the production information on crops and livestock at the county level. So it provides a lot of detail that can be used by policymakers, by researchers, by local county governments, by agribusinesses.
Individual proprietary information is never released. The numbers are released countywide, but Knopp knows the value of that information is good for economic development.
On a weekly basis, or nearly a weekly basis, I get calls from people who are engaged in economic development. They want to know, for example, where's the corn produced? I'm considering, a distillery. Or where are the beef cattle located in Kentucky? I'm thinking about processing beef, for example. So valuable information that can be used by folks everywhere in the state.
Their first mailing is due out next Wednesday, with a good percentage of farmers being invited to respond online if convenient. Return deadline is February 5th. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
If you receive an Ag Census form, you are required by law to fill it out. Dave Knopp says they've tried to make it as easy to complete as they can.
We'll do a mail out to about almost half of the farms in the state at the end of November and ask them to report online. And then those that don't get that letter will receive forms starting in the middle of December. The most convenient way to report is online. Alternatively, those that receive the form in the mail can respond by mail as well. The earlier that we can get responses, the better. We will follow up individually with people who have not responded by the February 5th due date.
And farmers can fill it out online, or if you have questions or need help, do a search online for agcensus.usda.gov. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.